What happened?
I missed it.
I was just wondering if she did a ranch.
First time you did it, I was scared to death.
It's a recipe.
That's some good ceviche, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. Good stuff. Jump on in, we go to the lake, put her hand on my knees, and I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time, early. Welcome to another episode of Fishy Radio. My name's Alex, and with me as always, we have Heather, Dee,
and Jeannie.
How are you girls doing?
All good.
All right.
You might have heard some crunching in our intro there. Dee was very kind and brought us a wonderful dish of ceviche with Florida lobster and some scallops, and it's pretty amazing. We'll talk about that later in the show. Well, Heather and I had a pretty good week.
Yes, definitely. Another adventure.
So,
y'all are killing me here. Listen.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, so what y'all went and did is like on my bucket list. And I've waited.
You know what? We could probably take your boat and go over there and do it. We
very
can show how to do
patiently.
It
like y'all was just fishing
for the last
day. Weren't you?
6 days canals, to hear this story.
So technically, it was called John Prince Park, and the connecting waterways, including Lake Osborne.
Mm.
But yeah, canals.
Yeah.
I don't know why they call it Lake Osborne.
Well, there was where we put in. It was kind of
big
a lake,
lake
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but that's not considered Lake Osborne. That
okay.
was John Prince Park, which, yeah, that would make more sense that that's a lake.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just confused. But
so I want details. I'm, like, dying for details. What time did you go?
I've never done.
What kind of boot did you use? What kind of worm did you use? How hot was it that day?
No worms.
Like,
first, I
no
just
worms.
Gotta
no worms?
Say that place was a trash dump. It was really, really, really disappointing and sad. Just how much trash was in the water there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I mean, you
oh,
could use
horrible.
The trash in the water as points of reference.
Really?
Yeah. Cast right over there past those two styrofoam cups.
Did you stop and pick that stuff up?
We couldn't get to
they
it because it was on
fish.
Top of the...
That's what it sounds like.
What's it?
Sargassum?
Yeah, the... Oh,
like algae or something?
No, it wasn't algae. It was... The grass is on top. The...
But it begins with
like
an
sawgrass?
Philodendron?
No.
What is it?
Now, ain't you?
And
I don't know. Grass.
Said the word a million times now.
It wasn't sargassum?
Maybe.
I just
I
love that word,
no,
sargassum. There's something about that word that just makes me chuckle.
Well, now I hear it.
I'm not mature enough to use that word.
But the grasses that were floating on top of the water, we couldn't get through them, and that's where the trash was floating on top of the grass.
Oh, just a grass patch then?
Yeah, like big old grass patch.
Oh.
I know, yeah, I got
you. Floating on top of the water.
I got you.
Like they have in Louisiana.
Were the fish underneath there? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or next to the tire or the, you know, the woman's purse.
Yeah, that too.
Are you floating there?
No, we're not kidding.
The,
are you kidding?
The children's play fake like kitchen setup or
yeah,
in
we
the
saw
water?
That laying
yeah.
on the bank.
So is this like a heavily populated area where
like
there's
the
a lot
of
houses?
Yes.
The
yeah.
park where we put in at, there was a large homeless population there.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. And see where people, like, under the bridges had their personal belongings packed and stored away for the day. And
really?
Yeah. But there was
where
so
did
much
you?
Trash.
Where is this at?
Over by West Palm.
John Prince Park, yeah, over in West Palm.
Mm-hmm.
See, so, what kind of worm did you use?
What bait did you kind of? Because I know you didn't use live bait, did you?
Well,
we
went with Morris Campbell, and Morris was throwing a cast net and trying to get killifish and flounder.
We started
little
off
baby
with
flounders. Was it flounder?
No. Tilapias and bluegills.
Yeah.
So, I don't even think that we talked about what y'all went over there for. What species were y'all going for?
I don't think we've mentioned that yet. So, we were targeting peacock bass and clown knife fish.
Okay. So, peacock bass and clown knife fish eat tilapia and baby flounders?
Live little fishies.
Yes.
I had no idea. So I've always heard that they ate golden shiners. It's always
we did pick up shiners.
Okay.
But they all died.
Oh. Did you have them in a well on the boat
or
just okay.
But the all the trash in the water. The difference from the bait shop, they kept their water very cold to when we put it the boat in the live well. That water
That's a good point. I mean, even for over here, like when you guys sell shiners at the shop, do you know if is there any? Do you tell the people, hey, you know, because I've touched that water back there and it's ice cold back there.
I don't know the exact. So I mean, is there because there's always somebody else back there when we're getting the delivery? But I know that they do ease it in there to acclimate.
Yeah. But what about just what we experienced from? From buying at the shop to getting them to somebody's well.
I haven't.
Yeah, is there any way, is there a trick for that? Or, I mean.
Not that I know of, but I.
Is it a bad problem?
Working here close to 2 years now, I haven't heard of that problem. Nobody's come back and said.
Well, maybe it was the nasty water y'all was in.
It could have been.
No, well, even before, while we're still in the parking lot and haven't dumped them into the well yet, they're already four floating dead. Well, they're finicky anyway, right? Shiners are really finicky to keep alive. It's hard to keep alive.
But yeah, they do got to have a lot of air.
Yeah.
So can you kind of walk us through this, like, from beginning to end? Like, what time did you get there? You went to this park. How early in the morning was it? When did you actually start fishing? When did they start biting? Like, the whole story. I want details. I want to know where they're at. Where exactly?
We gotta go get them.
That woman's purse. I want to know exactly where that was and what size fish you caught next to her purse.
It was not a recognized brand, so we did not pick it up.
But there was only one, right?
So, okay. Yeah, it looked like a snatch and grab and then tossed
gone wrong.
Yeah. So we had a rendezvous at 6:30 in the hotel. We all stayed. Heather and I slept in the same bed, but that's a different story.
That's a whole nother show.
So we met Morris downstairs in the hotel at 6:30. We all hopped in his truck. He had brought his boat down with him. We drove to the bait shop. Heather bought a pretty cool shirt. We got snacks and shiners and then headed a little bit more down the road to John Prince Park where we put in and immediately clown knife fish everywhere and baby fry everywhere. He started throwing... Question?
Sorry, yeah. Like, okay, so clown knife fish everywhere. Like, what do they... Do they roll like a tarpon does?
Exactly.
Do they jump? What do they do?
They were rolling exactly like a tarpon.
Okay, okay.
See their backs.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about. What is a clown knife fish? I really don't know what you're talking about.
Did you see those fake mock-up photos that
I
put?
Yeah,
I
did.
I was testing my
outfit. Oh, that was one?
Yes, the one that wasn't a peacock, that was the clown
knife. Oh, the one that had like a...
The
tail was weird?
Yes, the tail was weird.
All the spots on the tail, yeah.
It oscillates like back and forth.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Like a tadpole,
Austin
kind of?
Austin catches them, too.
And this is a very popular fish that people go after, I guess?
Yeah, and what's interesting is the reason why it's in the water down there is from when these big storms hit Florida and people are without electricity for a long time. They put their fish tank fish in the water to try to save them, and that's why those particular fish are now found in nature.
Wow.
There's your clown knife fish.
That's pretty cool, man.
Oh, speaking of Googling clown knife, where's Siri? Didn't we get a Siri?
Oh, boy, that's a whole nother story.
That is another story.
I was called a liberal and all this stuff and told that she is not allowed to set foot in this trailer, or if Siri does set foot in this trailer, she needs to leave every day with me, and I don't have kids for a reason.
Okay, back to the purse.
That's funny.
So
they're rolling everywhere. He starts throwing the cast net for little fishies. What were they again, Heather? killifish.
Killy.
And
it's a bait fish?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
They're almost like very round.
Little baby bass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Little baby right. bass.
Yeah, it was almost kind of hard to tell the baby bass that were coming up in the cast net from those. But you can tell by the mouths.
Okay, and
that's pretty cool.
Like the same type shape, very round and kind of long.
Is that with the clown knife fishy or with the...
Both.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
He was having trouble getting us bait, so I think he ended up throwing the net close to 60 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
That hurts.
We cleaned out a lot of grass up off the deck.
Yeah.
A lot of grass.
So then, once you got bait, did you end up getting bait? Or did he end up getting
bait?
We did.
Yeah, not definitely didn't black out any wells, but, you know, we were
okay.
I'm not
a fan of that.
Yeah, we were okay.
You had enough, as much as you needed. So.
Right.
Okay, so
the poor guy having to throw the net that many times.
That's, his arms had to have been like jello. Ugh.
So then we started off in specific spots that he knows that the bass hang out. Just kept striking out. One spot that we did end up going to, Heather and I both did well, mm-hmm. except I was catching maybe six-inch...
little speckled.
Speckled peacock bass,
mm-hmm.
and Heather was pulling in the real deal.
the pretty
and this was
ones.
On the keely fish?
Keely fish, yeah.
Okay.
I think mine were hitting better on either the tilapia or the bluegills.
Yeah, I would agree.
How do you hook a keely fish on your hook?
Just right through their mouth.
Through their mouth?
Mm-hmm. Yep, up the bottom of the mouth, through the top, like, through
and
their lips.
How big are they? Sizes maybe like a greenback or...
Yes.
Yes.
Like that?
Just skinnier, rounder.
Yeah. All right. What was interesting is Heather and I.
I am.
Heather and I were standing next to one another on the boat and casting, you know, just a few feet away from one another. And those peacock bass were very localized. We then went on to try to fish different spots so that I could get my peacock. No bites or anything, I don't think, in any of the other spots we tried. We went back and tried to get some clown knife
time?
Back where they were rolling, where we first originally put in.
And now is this just casting and letting 11 o'clock
in the morning.
Okay, so we're still mid-morning.
Yeah.
So is this just casting and letting the fish do the, your bait fish do the work? Or was you...
Casting just at the edge of the grass line. Letting the fish hang out. And
mm-hmm.
Cool.
What was really cool, though, could watch them attack the bait.
Yeah.
You're looking in the water, watching where your bait is. You could see it swimming around, and then bam, you could see the color hit it, and then line takes off.
That's awesome, man.
So we went back to where we originally put in to try to get some of those clown knife fish. Like I mentioned, they all showed up on the sonar. There were tons of them. There are beautiful little slash marks on the screen because they hang out with their nose down in the water. So they're not up and down or horizontal, but they're just...
Diagonal.
There
Why
you go.
Do they do that? Just because they're eating the stuff? Or, I mean, they swim?
I think they're looking
for... That's
just
how they swim.
Yeah.
Might be part of their buoyancy, do you reckon? Because they're so... They get thick in that... They're just odd-looking little creatures. Maybe their buoyancy makes
them
go that
way. They can actually swim backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you're bringing them in, all of a sudden they can take off away from you, but they're going backwards.
That's that's with their head facing you, and they're just... That's interesting. Pretty neat.
Huh.
But we did not have any luck with those. They just weren't biting.
They taunted us, just like tarpon do here.
Yeah.
Are those headphones in that?
Yes.
Are those the Apple wireless? Sorry, squirrel. That's pretty cool, though. I've never... just go right on your key ring?
You guys are a mess.
We then went and got lunch at this really cool, tiki hut place.
That's awesome.
The food was actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Where it was, being the only place to get food on the water, the food was really exceptional.
It was. So it was really good.
How many peacocks did you catch?
I caught three, but they were all decent-sized ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the biggest one of the day. Alex, though, she caught the speckled. She got two species of them. She caught largemouth. Then she finally got her bigger peacock.
Yeah.
But yeah, she caught multiple species throughout the day.
That's what I was so scared I wasn't going to get a peacock. So we went to lunch, had a great lunch, and then we went and started fishing all these spots again, and still nothing. So we went back to that original spot, first spot in the morning, but maybe second.
The second spot.
A long boat ride from where we put in. Mm-hmm. We go back there, and I throw right where she was throwing, and I immediately get my peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I...
That was awesome, though, because it had hit my line first.
Oh, yeah.
I went to set the hook, and I was off because the hook went flying behind me. The fish was still in the water.
That's awesome.
So then, Morris had her line out of the water already, rebaiting it, I think.
Yeah.
So he threw right to that spot, and immediately that fish hit it, because you could see it swimming through the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she stole my fish.
Hey, it's team player.
Exactly. I'm like, yes! I got so excited for her.
That's awesome.
But what I found was so interesting is this huge body of water that we ended up fishing. All of our large peacock bass came out of the same 10 foot spot. By 10 foot, mm-hmm. If it was even that big of a spot.
And where again was that?
Yeah.
Lake Osborne.
By how far chaos. Away from the purse and the
by the dying Barbie duck.
By the way,
dying duck.
Yes. And the dying duck.
Past the 89.
So follow the buzzards.
And all the iguanas. No, you'll pass about 100 iguanas.
89.
80, oh, yeah?
89
uh-huh,
iguanas.
You'll see about 100 iguanas on your way.
Well, I do know this.
All panting because it was so hot.
Yes.
I do know
a
this.
A few of them were smart, though, and were sitting on the banks in the water.
Oh, man, can they swim.
That one's got the right idea.
Really?
Yeah, they were awesome swimmers. Mm-hmm.
See, we can do the same thing right down in Miami. You can go right to mm-hmm. Miami, and we can catch literally in the ditches in Miami. You can catch big old peacock bass like that. You don't even have to get in a boat. Like,
well,
you could be driving down the road, get off the road, go in the ditch, throw it, boom, peacock bass.
I was checking out the most recent water life today, and there's a kid with a peacock bass from Charlotte County. One of those secret, not so secret spots where people have brought them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So we're going on the road trip, yeah?
Listen, my truck can be as good as any other, so yeah.
It was a real easy drive.
It was.
Yeah.
And what was interesting is where we put in, there were other people, but there was nobody there. Nobody fishing. I mean, one other boat, but that's nothing.
Yeah, yeah, I think
I thought it would be super busy.
Yeah, throughout the entire day, we saw, maybe four boats? Besides
Max.
Ours?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that huge one that was just doing donuts around the lake.
Like three 250s?
Offshore boat, yeah, with three 250s on it. I think it was, what was it?
Was it out for a joyride?
In a pond. Was it the man?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just out there spinning. Doing donuts.
So how long were you all out there? Was it a 4-hour, 8-hour charter?
I think at 4:30 the storms finally rolled in, and we had to pack it up and go.
Okay.
But we would have kept on going if it wasn't for the storms.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It wasn't like a time thing or nothing. We were just out there having fun.
Yeah. That's way cool, because that's something that I've always wanted to do.
And then I found out afterwards.
I've caught tons of bass, never a peacock bass.
Yeah, I find out afterwards that peacock bass supposedly are some really good eating fish.
Oh,
never would have thought about it being a bass, but I've had a few people since then, you know,
you don't
ask
eat
if I've
bass?
Tried it. I've never tried it.
Uh-huh.
I've just heard it's not good.
What? What are you, crazy?
Well, you know you're not supposed to throw them back in the water either, right?
You're supposed to put them on the plate.
Supposed to kill them.
You're supposed to eat them.
along with all that trash in the water, there were just a lot of herbicide. They had sprayed all of the edges of the water with weed killer.
Yeah, you could
see
the dead brown grass just along the thing.
And just floating in the water, you could see the chemical, too. So there's no way in hell.
Well, we know where that lands. We know what happens when that happens, right? Being from this side of the...
Yeah.
We know what happens when that happens, right?
You think there could be localized red tide?
I would guarantee it. Guarantee it.
They'll learn.
Yep.
Yeah, peacock bass are actually an invasive species, and you're supposed to kill them when you catch them. I never could because I think they're beautiful, and they've been on my bucket list forever. Yep. It's actually illegal to throw them back in the water once you catch
them. Okay, so we did keep every single one of them.
did you?
I just have not cooked them yet, so I don't know what they taste like yet.
They were introduced to eat the Mayan cichlids.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Yep.
Interesting.
I think my FWC has it on there. I mean, not that I'm just throwing that out there because I would never kill it. I think they're beautiful fish and they're just on my bucket list and I want to catch every single right. one. I would never kill one. I'll take the fine. I ain't killing him.
I mean, hey, but I love fishing. I love conserving the environment, you know, making sure that we have fish for years upon years, but man, it's grocery time.
Well, I mean, there's that. Time, but they actually do damage to our ecosystem. They are invasive and they do damage on a lot of things.
Now, we do have pictures of our amazing catches up on our Fishy Radio Show Facebook page.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do got to mention that we went out to dinner the night before going fishing, and I'm very proud of Heather. She tried foie gras, which is goose liver, and she tried raw beef. I'm not sure if you knew that was raw beef.
I did, because I knew raw what beef. Tartar meant.
Okay.
Tartar.
So, yeah.
And she tried snails.
I did. Never tried them before, and I tried it all.
Escargot.
It's all good.
She was awesome.
I even had what was that, Irish coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I had some Irish coffee that night, too.
The Irish coffee was the weird part of all that?
Yes, because I've never had the coffee and the alcohol mixed together.
Ah. And it did the trick.
Did the trick, huh?
But, no, the food actually ended up being very interesting. It was a nice night.
Yes.
I didn't eat anything that I would not eat again. Now, I wasn't a huge fan of the snails.
Yeah.
Once I got past the garlic flavor, the sauce, it had like a dirt taste to it for me, but other than that, you know, I would eat it again if I came across it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. I tear that up.
And then we went and saw the Breakers Hotel.
Yes,
got
that
our
was
picture
awesome
taken
too.
Out front. Oh, sad thing was, is Heather's never seen the ocean. Was that a correct statement?
I've never been in the ocean. Been in the Gulf a million times. Never the actual ocean. So I was like, okay, after dinner, let's go to the beach. Just walk along the shore. Yeah, they got that flesh-eating stuff over there, so their beaches were closed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just another adventure.
Luckily, our Uber driver knew that and told us so that we didn't go frolic in the water like we were planning on.
Oh, thank God. You would have came out with no limbs.
Over there, they actually had the gate around the beaches, and gates closed. Well, it was like a wall, like a concrete wall down the road.
With
to the
white
beach.
Picket fence areas.
Yes, with the white picket fence areas that were closed. They actually had them closed and locked, so you couldn't go
get
through them.
Yeah.
But we were able to walk up to that wall and look at it, and it was actually a really pretty night.
Yeah.
The sky was beautiful, the moon was nice.
That's awesome. So how many peacocks did you catch in total?
How many About. Did you end up getting? You got
what's,
two of the bigger
what's
ones.
Interesting. I'm not sure. So, did I only get two of the big ones, or did I get three?
Let's go with three. You always go with the higher number if you can't remember.
I think Heather and I both got three each.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got three of
the
little
speckled.
Sure, was it
four? Could have been four.
No, definitely not four. Three of the speckled, a striped bass.
Yeah, striped bass and the largemouth.
And that's it. We didn't get any cichlids.
No.
So, there are some really great pictures at the Fishy Radio, like Heather mentioned, there is, y'all posted quite a few pictures, so
yes.
The knife fish is up there in the pictures that you did with your outfit and your those are, so if you've never seen the knife
those
fish
were pretty cool.
Alex has those, she's holding those on the Facebook page. And then all of the peacock bass.
Unfortunately, a lot of people thought that those were real pictures.
I know.
Apparently, they didn't read what I wrote.
About the app.
Above it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I would have been holding
them. Yeah, I need to get that app because, dude, you could like, be like, yeah, I did that. Look at this one. You know?
In socks, standing on a hardwood floor.
standing at my house in the carpet.
I mean, doesn't everybody do that?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some really great, really great pictures up there. Go look and see. Join the group. Put your own pictures up there of any peacock bass that y'all may have caught, so that I can drool over them.
Any of your catches, we love to see them. We love to see that you guys are out there fishing.
Yeah, somebody posted these striper. That was a nice picture.
One.
Yeah,
it was a good one. Kristen and her son.
Yeah,
thank you for posting that.
That was awesome.
So it's FISHE-Y radio.
Yes.
Find us on Facebook. Like, join, post, like, comment, everything.
Interact, all that good stuff. Yeah. Yep. So that sounds like a really fun trip, y'all.
Because we didn't get the clown knife fish, I mean, we really do have to go back, and we need to take you guys so you can get your peacock.
Listen, I have a boat. Oh. I'm just throwing that out there.
So, yeah, I got a lot of free time
totally
now.
Yeah, Dee has a boat and free time.
Weekends off. I'm sure we can navigate.
I think we need a field trip.
I work weekends now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What the heck? Why'd you do that?
Because I don't have a social life.
Well, we could have fixed that real easily. Work, fish.
I might have had a date last night.
Oh, shut up.
It just got interesting. Let's hear it. Details. We need details.
No details.
No, well, I'm not specific details. Was he handsome? How old was he?
He's handsome.
What does he do for a living?
Well, that's what's interesting.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Is this radio rated?
He might work for that FWC.
Nothing's off limits.
Ah, oh, jeez, oh, peace. Never mind. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
His name? I can't tell you his name.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah.
But, yeah, very interesting guy. He's going to come over and we're going to fish my canal.
So we have...
Oh, we know where you're going.
He's going to do some fishing. He's bringing his rod to her house.
Dang.
So there's a second date?
I'm going to teach him how to tie knots.
It's not how deep you fish, it's how you wiggle your worm.
Yes. FWC officer, dang it, man.
Thank you, Robert.
Nice.
Matchmaker, Robert.
So, like, can you get us
inside date number
scoop?
Two?
The blind tarpon sees love.
Can you get us inside scoop on, like, where they might be setting up? So we know not to go there?
I can tell you it's not the east wall.
It's not Pineland either. I tried that.
While people are burning the shoreline. Hey, can we talk to Mr. FWC guy about that? Because clearly I'm still a little bent about it.
In private, yeah.
So he's an FWC officer around here, huh?
Not
Lee County, Charlotte County? Everywhere?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I don't think you were supposed to say that by her hand gestures.
I'm going to hold you to that. I need to get specifics because
how old
can
he?
Help us.
Oh, he told me something last night that, man, it's going to blow your mind. And we can't tell anybody. You can't tell anybody.
Let's just say it
on the
radio.
Okay, I won't tell anybody.
Speaking of which, after he told me that, he said, you're just like Sean Hannity, and I died. I don't know if you know, I'm like not a Fox News girl, mm-hmm. So to be called like Sean Hannity.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm
Lord.
Surprised the date wasn't over right there.
I was going to say, do you have a second date? One. He must
so
be real
out,
handsome.
Are you going out again after all this?
Our next rendezvous is fishing my canal, wink, wink.
Oh. So what day? Because we know where your canals are.
Black drum.
I should have texted him today, and I didn't.
It's because he called you a Fox News reporter.
What the heck?
Then he was like,
man.
no, you're like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, Lord.
Like, that's any better.
He's losing brownie points at the minute. Second, ain't he?
But, yeah, really interesting
stories. So, anyway, back to the peacock thing. We're going to set that up.
Okay.
You hear me?
Super easy to do.
We're doing it. We'll go down
to
Miami.
If it's the four of us, it might be a whole lot easier to get something on Facebook Live for it, too. We were talking about it. We were going to try, but it just all happened so fast, and we were both fishing, you know, so it just, yeah. It was
if we drag both boats down there, we can do two people on a boat, mm-hmm. which would be real nice.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe we can hire somebody to be the camera person.
We should have shown Morris.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We should have shown Morris Facebook Live, because he's all about the video and the photos. He would have been good.
Yeah.
But Yeah, he does good photos, and so we have some good memories.
Proof. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, man, those
undoctored
peacocks that y'all caught were nice. I'll have to say that.
Yeah.
They were beautiful. Yeah, so, I wasn't really kidding. I really do have peacocks in my front yard.
And when we come back from our trip, you might have different kind of peacocks
in the pond, right? Yeah.
Hey, we'll have them in St. James City now. Peacock Bass in St. James.
We'll charge people to come catch and release them.
If you're interested in
any shit ton of money off of it. Crap ton. A lot. Sorry.
If you're interested in any feathered peacocks, drop D a line on Fishy Radio.
If you want any free peacocks, hit me up.
Alive.
I'll bring them right to you. They're lovely.
They have such a beautiful voice, don't they?
Yeah.
How do you know?
They sing soprano for sure.
D.
What?
Your boat.
Yes.
Your boat is fixed.
It is.
Tell us.
It is fixed.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I finally got my boat fixed.
So first of all,
and
it needed to be repowered, right?
Yeah.
So tell us what was wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. I had to repower my boat because my lower unit took a poop. And so I had to buy a new motor. So I put a new motor. Got 50 horse Johnson on there. And I had to clean it off because, it's sad to say, it's been sitting in the driveway for way longer than I like to admit. So I had to get her all cleaned up. Put all new electronics on her. Got new radio. Of course, you got to have radio. That's not A1 number one.
Gotta have tunes.
Big old speakers, you know. Good enough to scare the fish away. but yeah, got all new electronics on it, brand new motor. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna enjoy this. So I got this newfound time on my hands. So I go fishing, everything's great. I mean, it's just the smell of being out there. It's just freaking, I don't know, maybe I'm retarded, but it's just something about just being out there and smelling nasty mud.
If you're retarded, me, then all of our listeners are retarded. They all love it, too.
I just love it. And, I mean, so fishing morning, night, morning and night, day and night.
You have been, too. So yeah. What's the status of Mr. Well, Nuke?
Who?
The Snook.
Oh, yeah. So the Snook, right? I got that sumbitch.
What?
I got him. I had him. Well, wait. I got him for
Where's
about,
the pictures?
I got him for about 4 seconds.
What? All right.
And then
details.
Gone.
What
gone.
The heck?
On what?
Gone.
On what?
A little low crab about 2 fingers wide.
So all the catfish got
all
out the way.
Yeah. I may or may not have done something to the catfish to make him leave. I'm not saying how the catfish were gone, but they were gone.
And you don't have to worry about them coming back?
Yep. And
soon. Oh, and they're not coming back?
Pellet guns
not
work
those exact
really well.
Ones won't be coming back.
Did you cast net some...
No. I can't say.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She knows an FWC guy. You better just can it.
I gotta remember what I say to you. I gotta watch what I say to you.
I gotta watch what I say. I went on the date like, I'm terrified you're gonna arrest me tonight. Yeah. And not in a good way.
Did he make you put your hands up against the wall and spread them?
Anyway, check
out the Fishy Facebook page if you want the answer to that.
Ooh, I'm on it. Hang on, let me find it. Hold, please.
So, yeah, got my boat all hauled, fixed up, fished up, fished everything, and my trolling motor took a poop. So now I gotta get a new trolling motor. That was the only thing, literally, I did not replace on that whole entire boat.
I hear that's what owning a boat is like.
I repainted it. I mean, it was beautiful, but... trolling motor lasted about a week.
Wow.
And took a crap, so I gotta get a new trolling motor. Trolling motor's got more hours on it than my motor does.
Is that why you don't seem like super upset about it?
Nah, I don't seem upset. It was awesome. After that happened, I just went out there, pushed the stick it pin in there. It was a little harder to fish that way, but it wasn't gonna stop me from fishing, that's for sure. Not after all that fun. So, yeah. Fish.
What'd you get?
The first two days that I went out, I didn't catch a thing. But trying to be the cool one here,
I have not took one piece of live bait with me the whole week that I went. Because I wanted to learn to catch them on artificial lures.
Fake bait. Fake bait. So fake bait. Get it right.
Uh-huh. Cool kids only use artificial? Is that what you just said?
Yes!
Well, that's all I hear
Your
about.
Your brother's really going to be pissed now.
Well, that's all I ever hear about, you know? Like, okay, so, like, times of the year, live bait's good. Times of the year, it's not. So I'm like, shoot, I'll just use fake bait. They're good all year long, right?
You know, that's very true. There is a certain time of the year that if you want to catch small fish, use live bait. That is very true. So
the first 3 days that I went out, I will sad to say I didn't catch a thing but a buzz. I had a buzz and a suntan.
What the hell more did you expect? Still a good day.
I had a bad sunburn and I was buzzed, so that worked out.
Hey, Heather's got some sunscreen in there for you.
I do.
You do?
Some good stuff.
Shoot, I need some.
I think we're sold out.
Still?
I should have some this week. It's on order. We will have it.
You must go through it quick. You were sold out last time we talked about it, too.
A lot
that
of people will come in
go.
And buy multiples.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that.
That base stuff works really well.
May as well get it while you're getting bait instead of having to stop somewhere else.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Shop. Heck yeah. So when I get my trolling motor fixed, Miami.
So what kind of, you said you have a motor guide on it now, right?
Oh, yeah. It's
what kind of trolling motor are you going to put on it?
It's an old school motor guide, you know, remote control motor guide.
Right. Water.
Could I have some of my own water?
Yeah.
Can I have some of that?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a minute while I get you some water.
There's some more water. You want some water with it or just water?
Just water, thanks.
Damn, you're my hero. Is there root beer in there?
Yeah, it's too sweet. So I just need to water it down.
All right, here, I got you some water. Water it down.
So, how about them fishies?
Thank you.
I want to see your face. Some strong, holy water.
It's good water? Yeah, you can get that at, I'll get you, I got more of that came from.
That girl's my hero. Did you just spill your water?
Yeah.
That's all right.
We have more.
I have more water over here you can have.
We keep lots of water in the studio, in case anybody wondered.
Yeah. It is so hot in the studio.
It is so hot right now.
I almost wore sweatpants because it hasn't been like that bad in here. But
yeah.
Frank was in here working all day.
Yes.
With Josh, so there's like man heat. That's been warming up the trailer.
Man, is that like the stuff that's in their the hot air in their head just escapes?
That comes out, yeah.
Just radiates.
Like when you watch football and it's cold outside and you see that like heat radiating off the
heads. The red.
It's like that.
So we have to stay hydrated with lots of water.
Yes.
Welcome to Florida.
Yeah. So anyway, I have a old school motor guide on there that I've had probably... No tiller handle. It's remote control. It's one step up from a tiller handle, I guess. And I've had it for probably 8 to 10 years. I got my money's worth out of it.
You dang sure did.
How long have you had your boat?
For about 15, 16 years.
Oh,
yeah, I've redone it. I've redone it 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the last time. I'm too old.
Speaking of redoing it, Heather... I thought we had a project boat we were going to start working on. What happened?
Time.
We still have a project boat to work on, right?
Yes, we still have a project boat.
Nothing's changed?
Nothing's changed. Still sitting in my yard, unusable at the moment.
So, for everybody that doesn't know, Heather has a boat that got pushed aside for a prettier boat.
Yes.
So, somehow y'all acquired a cat, a real nice boat, and this boat that you have, I don't remember what kind it is, but the picture that you sent was a pretty nice dang boat.
It was very pretty when it was in good working condition, but it's been sitting in the yard.
Yeah, that's
probably 2 years now.
Okay.
So, it's not so pretty anymore. Motor's not working properly.
Okay.
Yeah, they sit for that
so
long.
A lot of you got to clean up, make it pretty again.
Did the motor run before you set it aside?
It was running. But then in the time over the years, we ended up busting the steering cables in it, trying to get it turned. You know, just trying to do little maintenance on it while it was sitting there. But it was so stuck that...
What kind of boat is it? Do you know?
I don't know what kind it is. I know it's a bay boat.
Yeah.
The actual brand, I'm not positive.
So I put this new steering on my boat, which I recommend it to anybody. It's a place in Sarasota that makes it, and it's called Uflex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Teleflex steering, but it's called Uflex. Literally, you can take the cable and tie a knot in it, and then hook it to your motor, and it still works. Like, you can use your finger to turn it.
Oh, wow.
It's made for, like, close spots. Like, if you got to get a good bend onto to your motor, mm-hmm. your outboard, it's made for tight bends, like 90 degree turns. Like, so if you got, like, in your center console where it goes up to the helm, if you got a lot of crazy bends, this stuff is like, it's like a flexi straw. That's best way I can explain it. And it is the best stuff that I'm telling you. And it sits out, well, mine sits out in the elements in the yard. And the sun won't rot it. It won't rot. It's awesome.
That's what I need, something like that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Because that Teleflex stuff is good, but it's only good for so long.
I don't know about that project, though. Here lately, I've been thinking. Been wanting more of a flats boat instead of the bay boat.
You're going, really? Going big time,
I'm
huh?
thinking. Yeah.
You know what you
do.
I
mean, I can get up close, but not that close.
What you do is you get that sucker cleaned up and just get her running.
And then get it sold, and then use that to get me a flats
boat.
That's what you should do.
But
it would run super skinny,
it
Heather.
Does. I mean,
I think we need to get it fixed up and then put it out there. If I had to bet, I'd say that boat probably runs skinnier than mine. Yeah. I think you'd be surprised.
Maybe. It had the bow rail on it.
We've had.
Did it?
Yeah.
When it was running, we did have it pretty skinny.
Is it pouring? It's pouring.
Does
it
have
I can hear it.
Does it have a jack plate on it?
No.
Just hooked to the transom.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of motor? What horsepower do you remember?
It's a Mercury. I want to say 125.
Oh, those gotta go.
Crazy bottom.
Those gotta go.
Sorry.
I still can't remember all the technical details, but it's one where you got to mix the oil with the gas.
Two stroke.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Those are the best. Those are Old Faithful right there.
Okay. Mine's two-stroke, and I...
Like, there's... Yeah.
So
like, they're noisy, and they're
running.
Smoky, and they're... But they are... Like, those are the
best.
Well,
I always worried about... And I know there's alarms and stuff on them, but I always worried about not running out of oil. Because your motor will still run without oil for a little while. You know?
Yeah, I remember when we were running it, we were always pulling the cover off and checking it to make sure it had enough oil.
Yeah.
But
you said it's an old Merc?
Yeah.
Some of them old Mercs are bulletproof, too, though.
I don't know.
They sound like a diesel. They sound like they got marbles in them, but some of them are them old fours.
I will have to say this. The last Mercury that I had was a 115, and it was old school, the ones that go straight up tall. I mean, they were old school ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we came from Pine Island. We went all the way across the harbor, and we came all the way up to Peace River Bridge. And we were fishing all around in here. The motor started acting up, so I was like, man, it's a long haul. We better start heading back, because we're going to be in some deep doo-doo if we don't. And we ran it all the way wide open, all the way back from the Peace River Bridge, all the way back to Matlachet. Now, that's a haul.
That is a haul.
And the motor was acting crazy, but it got us all the way back there. We shut it off at the boat ramp and never started it again.
Wow.
It blew up. But it ran all the way.
Made it all the way home. Yeah, that's what matters.
So I do will say that.
Them Mercs are, some of them are, you know, I see, like, I'll be out fishing, and I'll see a lot of them boats with Mercs on them, and they start up, and you can hear them for a country mile. Mm. Like, they sound like they got marbles in them. They're smoking like pigs. I'll be over the, you can't help but to stare, you know. You're like, it's like, what? And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to be dragging this guy in. And then he takes off and just go like it's nothing, you know, but they sound, what are you doing?
But see, that's another thing.
It's so cool outside.
Oh, trying to get some air.
Yeah. That's another thing, too, like my old two-stroke, that's why I just run all two-strokes, but they are bulletproof. They are so, I mean, I've never
easy
had,
to work
they're
on.
They're reliable, too.
Yep, they are. And they're light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have their... You know, obviously twos and fours have their pros and cons, and But, you know, the pro of the two-stroke, right, fuel mileage sucks in a two-stroke. But they're very light. Like, my boat probably drafts an extra 2 inches of what it should draft because I have a heavy four-stroke on the back of it. Okay. If I had, like, a 115 two-stroke on it, I could probably get 2 inches off of my draft.
Okay.
They are heavy. They don't have the torque. Some people argue that the new four-strokes have the torque of a two-stroke. I ain't with it.
I don't even care about no torque, man.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I do. You have to. If you're skinny, you have to. Listen, there is nothing worse than sitting down and then having to idle for 10 minutes to find a hole deep enough that you can get in because you ain't got enough torque for that sumbitch to get up and gone.
That two-stroke that I have, that 50, now it's a 50 horse, so it ain't talking like a 115 or 125 like y'all got. You know what I mean? We're talking old littles. That thing right there goes so, that pushes that boat so fast, I had to put dolphins on it because it would porpoise. Yeah. I mean, but it would porpoise at about 44 miles an hour.
Yeah.
What in the world kind of language are you guys talking about? Boats. I don't follow anything, but keep going. Keep going.
But torque is, when you're super skinny, torque is extremely important.
You can do the whole shot, I call it.
Well, and torque is your whole shot.
Yeah, but the dolphins help too, though.
They do. I had a boat that I had dolphins on, but especially with my 150, you know, being so heavy, that 150 four-stroke being so heavy.
Yeah.
You know, I have to find a hole that's deep enough for, you know, and with enough, not only deep enough, but with enough country to get across it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a two-stroke will pop up and out. You know, you can have a little hole that's 4 foot wide.
Yeah.
I need a hole that's 10 foot wide so I have enough real estate to get going.
I got you.
You see what I'm
saying? Yeah, mine is literally in a pothole. You can get up on a pothole.
Well, you have a two-stroke.
Yeah, literally. But it takes a while for it to get back down there a little sometimes because it's like, you know, you look like straight out on that Facebook post where, it was pointing to the sky just like that. And then all of a sudden it just comes down.
That's how
like,
mine did until I put my batteries in the, until I put my batteries up front.
Yeah.
It would stand on its prop.
Yeah.
And,
so anyway, we got to get that. Well, when you're ready, let us know. We'll get you squared away.
Season's coming up again, so soon Steve will have more charters. And
see, we're already arguing about how we're going to fix your boat. Yeah. How do you like that?
Okay. Yeah, so anyway.
That's awesome because this is a whole brand new learning experience. I really don't know much.
And you thought it was your boat, Heather.
That's okay.
What are we going to name it?
I will share.
Ooh, yeah, what are we going to name it?
It is fishing. Does have a name on it, but it was the name that was just painted on it when we got it, and it was Playtime.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is where I get real superstitious, and it is true.
Changing the boat's name
is not a good thing. Like,
yes.
But there's a whole process to change the boat's name.
Is there a process?
Yeah. It's like literally I don't want to say a seance, but it's literally like that. Like literally there's certain things you have to do to the old name and then bring it into the new name. I'm very superstitious about that. like
some sort of dance around a fire.
No, there's actually
now, does like changing owners have anything to do with changing the name as well?
What do you mean?
Without having to go through, like,
no, I mean,
it's Steve's
the name
boat.
Is the name.
He had it, you know, it's in his name before we got married and all that.
Our names on titles?
Yes,
they are. Yeah.
So if it's actually switched over to my boat, then can I just change the name? Or does that still fall under that superstition?
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah,
what is the superstition exactly? I've never heard this. So what's the
like
good, the bad, the...
My husband actually has done a few for guys that wanted to change the name of their boat. And it's like an old, like, nautical, like...
wives' tale type of thing?
Yeah. It's like a, yeah.
So no bueno,
there
huh?
is a process of things that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like a list of things. Do this. And it's crazy, like, you know.
Write it on the name on a piece of paper. Burn it on a full moon. Throw it into the water.
Literally, it's crazy, but it's like.
If the ashes go left.
Yeah. He had to do a few of them. It's actually pretty cool, though.
Well, if we can think of a better name, then we'll have to get your husband involved as well.
I think Fishy Radio would be
a
good
name.
That's
what I was thinking, Fishy.
So, I know we're on a radio, but I have to ask you all this, right? So, my boat. I painted the inside, but I haven't done anything to the outside yet because I was going to just put a wrap on it.
Oh.
Right? So I figured that we could put Fishy Radio on the wrap of my boat.
That would be
cool. Would that cool. be cool? I'm not against that at all. That would be awesome.
I brought it up to Frank, and he was like, that's a great idea. But I was like, oh, what the heck?
See, you're a step ahead of me. I was only thinking, like, decals. Yeah. That one with the fisher lady and the heartbeat.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And then our fishy underneath it.
Well, I just thought it would be, it's a lot easier than gel coating and trying to paint paint on your boat, you know. And it's just something, with my Carolina skiff, it's only 17 foot, so it's not. You're literally talking, like, next to nothing for it. But I wanted to put something like that on there.
I'll do it too.
You do it too?
I'll do it too.
I think that's cool. They'll be like, oh, there's that. Oh, dang. I'm going to have to start acting right when I'm out there.
I think you should have all of our faces done on it.
All of our faces on it?
Can I have a mermaid body?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
What do you,
can Jeannie have a redfish body?
Yeah, sure. You girls are crazy.
Yeah, that would be cool. A fishy radio wrap.
Yeah.
All right, so who wants to buy that for us?
Ow.
Hint, hint.
I know.
Frank.
We'll put
because
your,
obviously
name
on
it.
On there, it's supposed to, it's going to, we'll obviously, it has to say fishfranks.com because that's where go to see Fishy Radio. So, I guess I got to work on Frank. Frank, I got to work on Frank.
So, what's the name of your boat?
My boat don't have a name.
There's no superstitions against not having a name?
No.
Okay.
And that's why I don't have a name on mine.
And I was always told that customarily, maybe it's old school, but boats were always supposed to be women's names. Yeah. Like, that's how it, they were always supposed to be the name
of a
girl.
Were you talking to dudes?
See, I've heard that too.
Yeah, I don't know where I
and
picked that up.
And most that you see, unless it's, you know, a place that it's named after, you never see a man's name on a boat.
Yeah, yep.
Well, that should tell you something right there.
That's bad juju. That's real bad juju. Don't put your man's name on your
boat.
Don't
not do it. It's like putting a tattoo of his name on you. Don't do it. Right?
I don't think I'll ever get a boat, but I did come up with a boat name. It would be D period, T period, fish. DT fish. No, you guys don't get that.
What's that?
DTF, down to fish.
Okay.
Roger. Okay, yes. It's kind of cool, actually. Down to fish. Roger. That's a good one.
Down to fish.
Yeah, I don't name my boats because I think it's bad juju. That's just me.
I don't know. I could see it as being bad juju to not have a boat named.
See, when the law, when your boyfriend gets on the radio and he's like, hey, here comes Jolene.
That's happened
see,
more
like,
than
or
once,
he'd be
I'm
like,
sure.
Hey, here comes this crazy. Who is that? Vroom, gone. See? You can't even see me. Gone. See? Okay.
I got a good
now, this
story
is a legitimate. This is legit right here.
What is it?
A good story about the therapy boat for you.
Oh,
but
Todd?
Off air. I don't think it is him.
It's Todd.
Yeah, the therapy
it's
boat.
It's definitely Todd.
The boat that says therapy.
I'm the one you saw in the window, Todd. hope you know what I was doing, because what it looked like I was doing, I was not doing.
I don't think he saw you.
Oh, he did, because he was like...
Oh my gosh, I wish y'all could have seen that face. That was great.
That was an awesome
That was
face.
Awesome. So what were you doing? And what did it
Brushing
look like
my
you
teeth.
Were doing? Well, he knows. He knows about you. He knows that you're there. He knows. Yeah, he knows.
I love brushing my teeth and looking out the window every morning. And he went by, so I waved.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right. So here, I just found this about renaming your boat. This is the first thing you have to do. It has to do with Poseidon.
What?
Okay.
You know,
Poseidon.
The ruler of the sea.
Yeah.
All right. So the first thing you have to do is facing north, pour a generous
libation.
Yeah, of champagne into a champagne flute, and fling to the north as you say.
Okay, we can't say that.
Okay.
No, what can't we say? Let me see. No. Don't leave out the fun parts. What are you doing?
Use your imagination. Say next.
No, let me see.
What? It's like a seance, but it's not. It's like there's legitimately like
There's only three words that Frank said we're not allowed to say, so.
Is that one of them?
Probably.
Well, I think it was a-hole, right?
Yeah, a-hole move, I said.
Wait a sec. I want to know what word?
I can't tell you.
Let me see it. Let me. Oh, jeez.
Anyway, it's like that. It's like I said, face north and pour champagne to the...
Your telephone is the size of my television.
It's legitimately...
Okay.
I know, it's a bunch of crazy stuff like that that you have to do.
Pay
homage.
Maybe
we'll just leave it playtime. Playtime's okay.
Yeah.
Implore you in your graciousness to expunge for all time from your records and recollection the name. Holy what? Which has ceased to be an entity in your kingdom.
From what I know about Pine Island, I would love to see any of those guys recite those words.
Nah, you get the simplified version. Be like, rip off that name.
In grateful acknowledgement
of
your...
Where's the Jack? But instead of champagne, you use Jack Daniels.
It is usual for the renaming ceremony to be conducted immediately following the purging ceremony. How many ceremonies do we have to... Can we drink all these ceremonies?
Yeah. Okay. It's with champagne or Jack, whatever you want to use.
Although it may be done at any time after the purging ceremony. For this portion of the proceedings, you'll need more champagne.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Fishy Radio.
What was the word that we couldn't see?
From Alex, Jeannie, D, and Heather.
Oh, mighty and great ruler of the seas and oceans. To whom all ships, thanks to your adventure, upon your vast domain,
check out our Facebook page, fishyradio.com.
Implore you in your graciousness to take unto your records and recollection this worthy vessel.
It's a process.
I'm just here to fish.
Ahoy.
Still want to see the word.
It's right there.
Bye.
Your telephone's like the size of my TV, dude. I can't find it. There's so many words on that thing.